Tom Watkins. He's the United States China Business and Educational Consultant. He served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 through 2005. He travels the globe and speaks about business, consults about business and education, and Tom's on the other end of our line. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Tony.
All right, Tom, I contacted you yesterday, and I gave you some homework, and this was something you were going to be looking at anyway, I know, but I was interested to get your take on the governor's budget, especially in regards to how it will focus on education. It looks like education, K through 12, is going to get a little bit of a bump.
Yes, it is. And, you know, look, always we can want to invest in our children and our collective future. And the governor realized that for over 8 years, we were trying to rebuild the state on a foundation in the clouds. And you need to get to solid ground and stop with budget gimmicks, stop with the pretending and spending. And I think what the governor said is Michigan is on a positive path to success. Clearly, we're nowhere near the finish line and reinventing Michigan, but we're beginning to see reinvestment in things that will make Michigan strong moving forward.
Tom, we had Kelly Holcomb-Merrill on from the Michigan League for Human Services this morning, and she said she was disappointed with the 1%. She believes that we need more funding for K through 12, especially since we have money that we didn't expect to have. There is a surplus. The governor also mentioned that he's going to put money away in a rainy day fund. Should those extra monies, if you will, be put into education?
The governor is beginning a smart path, a glide path to success for the state. Can we invest money? Yes, but we need to invest it wisely. Just to funding schools like a Texas Hold'em, where you're just shoving everything to the same into the middle of the table, going all in, has not been very successful in the past. He's looking and adapting best practices. He's challenging schools to show a year's worth of growth for a year's worth of funding. And this is a fair approach, and because it's not just funding schools that, on the upper end of the income with the intact families and communities that are doing well. He's saying that if a child comes in, and maybe they're in the eighth grade, but they're living or they're performing at the third grade level on math and English, he's saying if they go from a third grade level to a fourth grade level, even though they're in eighth grade, that district can earn additional money. I think investing wisely to try to make the choices. Putting money into the rainy day fund, I think we've seen a lot of rain in this state over the last decade where we've seen a million people lose their good, high-paying jobs. So I think that it's prudent, like any family, that you don't spend every single nickel that comes in, that you save for those emergencies, like needing a new set of tires, needing other ways to invest for the long-term growth of this great state.
And Tom, the political experts we talk to, the educators we talk to a person say that pre-K learning is as important or perhaps even more important than K through 12 and higher education, but we're not seeing more money put into that. What's your take on that?
Well, as I understand that there are additional dollars going into the 0-5 school readiness, and you're absolutely right. That's one of the best investments we can make as a state. Brain experts clearly show that 85% of the human brain is developed in the first 5 critical years of life. And a Nobel Prize-winning economist out of the University of Chicago, Dr. Heckman, has demonstrated through his research that the best investment we can make as a society is in those early years. And then, as I understand it, there is a boost in that. And he's also putting in, which I think is a good investment, $15 million to create a talent bank. We have so many jobs in this state that are going wanting because there's a mismatch between the skills that are needed and the jobs that are available, and seeing some additional resources put in there. And the other area where I think the governor is investing wisely is I understand there's $5 million for the Department of Natural Resources to create jobs for underprivileged youth. youth that need that first jump up to the to get a job in this very tough economy. Would it be great if there was additional dollars to spread around? Yeah, but I think given the resources that are there, it's a wise and prudent budget, making sure that we're going to invest money that's going to have the payoffs as opposed to just spending money that's not producing the payoffs for our future.
And then, of course, there is money that's going to go to higher ed. Do you think that higher education should receive more funding?
Look, any time we can invest in the people, in the human development of this state, it's a good investment. But living within one's means and rewarding innovation and efficiency are solid public policies as well. I think what you're going to see, and I hope what you're going to see from this governor, is a continual slow growth and development into the areas that will produce dividends for the state moving forward. Last year was a very, very tough budget, and this year we're beginning to see a down payment on what needs to be happening to invest in education from the cradle to the grave. And not as much as some of us would like to see, certainly not like as much as I'd like to see, but given the resources available, I think it's a move in the right direction.
Well, thanks so much, Tom. Enjoy your weekend.
It's good to be with you. Thank you, Teddy.